And the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball deep to left field. Olivares has done it again. A two-home run day. Edward Olivares parks one in the left. And the Pirates lead it 3-1.
Arr. Every Friday we present Pirates broadcaster Joe Block coming to us from Philadelphia this morning. Good morning, Joseph.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
All right, what happened yesterday?
Oh, come on.
Couldn't score any
runs. We're
going
to do this.
It just shows you care.
That's exactly what Derek Shelton said. So the big story this week, as you well know, you and Neil Walker were on the radio side when this happened with David Bednar getting booed. And I wanted you to hear, because I know that didn't sit well with you or Neil or a lot of fans. But yesterday, Joe Starkey from The Fan asked manager Derek Shelton about it. Here's what he said.
In David's situation, you know, fans are very much have the right to, they pay money. They have the right to do what they want. I believe people in Pittsburgh love David Bednar. I believe that they weren't happy with the performance the other day. And that's understandable. And that's happened, you know, in Pittsburgh. It's happened in Chicago. It's happened in St. Louis. It's happened all over the country in baseball when they're not happy with performance. So I completely understand that. And I completely understand if people were not happy with my decision that I left him in too long. I appreciate, I think, more importantly, the passionate fans that we have.
Nice.
And people are talking about the Pirates, and I think that's a really good thing.
Nice.
And there you go, Joseph.
Nice.
How did that settle in now? I know it's going to be ancient history by the end of the weekend. However, is David okay?
Yeah, I talked to him yesterday, and first of all, Shelty's exactly right. And,
Wow. You
know, the way I reacted to the situation, believe me, I would never tell any fan, because I'm a fan too. I mean, I would never tell a fan what to do. I just, was my visceral reaction.
Sure.
It was sad to see because, you know, Bednar had never been pulled from a safe situation in the middle of an inning, ever, as a Pirate, ever.
Wow.
And
wow.
This is his fourth season. So, I mean, you just, when you see Superman and all of a sudden kryptonite's invented, you can't understand it. And so that was my reaction to it. But Shelty said it perfectly. Talking with David yesterday, says he's fine. Health is fine. Shelty has said the same thing. Just a few mechanical tweaks and hopefully get him back in the zone because, you know, he's usually one of those guys that he's coming right after you, and he couldn't throw a strike in that outing. And it was very odd to see with any of his three pitches, be able to miss that badly so often. He threw a curveball behind Baez, for instance, and that was very noticeable. So hopefully he gets back on track. The Pirates need him. You know, last year, three saves. He did not convert the whole year.
Right.
Best save percentage in baseball. This year, he's not converted three saves already. So hopefully that'll change around, and you know, usually we feel good about David Bednar on the mound, and hopefully that'll continue.
But also, big picture here, Tom Brady threw interceptions. Tiger Woods hits balls into the water. People need to get a friggin' grip. They're just obnoxious. And I get, they do have the right to boo. I get booed all the time. If you looked at my social media, you would start crying. But at the end of the day, man, we're put on a big stage. We're paid a ton of money. We're blessed to have this opportunity. And that young man is a hell of a competitor with a hell of an attitude, and I promise you, he gets it, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely, he is Pittsburgh,
yep.
You know, and so the thing about him is, you know, he's not going to let that bother him at all because, you know, he'd be doing the same thing,
right?
You know, he was probably doing that with Grilly, you know, somebody, you know, sitting in the seats himself at one point, you know, so. It's not a big deal in that regard, but what is a big deal is he's got to get back to the pitcher that he's been, two-time All-Star pitcher, because the Pirates, if they want to continue winning as they've started off this season doing, they need the guy in the ninth inning to be reliable. And so far he hasn't been so far, but, in the previous 3 years, he's been nothing but,
so hopefully
he returns to form.
Nice.
Well, fortunately, only one of those resulted in a loss, and that was, you know, giving up the four runs. The others team found a way to battle back and win. So hopefully he gets on track. That said, still a lot of excitement, and you feel it too, Joe, about this team. And to Derek Shelton's point, people are passionate again. It's palpable. You can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just, you know, bringing in some of these free agents is helpful. This is helpful for the team. But it's guys like last night, Jared Jones. In the first inning, the Phillies, a great lineup, a team that's won a pennant and almost went to the World Series again last year. They came out and ambushed his fastball. You know, two pitches in the game, two hits.
Wow.
He's given up. What does he end up doing? Well, now he starts mixing in the slider, flipping up a curveball once in a while, gets them off the fastball, and then zip, zip, zip back to the fastball, and then they start to get on that, and he goes to the slider again. He pitched last night. This was his third major league start. He's 22 years old.
Nice.
And he navigated that lineup, and into the seventh inning, he's giving up one run on a solo home run on a curveball. He didn't get down far enough on a 1-2 pitch. He's down 1-0 into the seventh inning of a game. He's 22 years old, pitching on the road in Philadelphia. So this is the kind of stuff that really makes me excited, because you see not only talent, but you see guys. I mean, he's already pitching in an environment that kind of starts to feel like the big stage. He pitched on opening day at home. He's already doing that and pitching well at 22. That's the kind of stuff that really gets me excited about the Pirates.
Well, Joe, have a good weekend.
Hey, before he goes, I want to make a professional observation. And we know Joe's awesome. R. Walker Jr. is amazing. He's really good.
Neil is.
Yeah.
Neil Walker.
Sorry, I'm losing my mind.
You were
mind.
Talking to Art Walker.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was a Central coach. Now he's in
North
Carolina.
He's a natural. I mean, he's really good at this, Larry.
You guys sounded great together.
Yeah,
that
man.
Day
really,
game.
Really, really fun to listen to, man. You guys crush it.
We were very lucky to have him. I'm so glad he went into the booth, because just having him with us makes the broadcast better, and his insights are great, too.
It's a great combo.
Hey, I got a knuckleball. I can throw the knuckler, man. I'm just saying.
Maybe
well,
Joe.
Do you want to try out? Is that what you're asking?
That's what I'm
for?
Saying.
It kind of sounds like
that
it.
One pitcher was okay. With the Pirates. He used to throw the knuckle. He threw knuckleballs till he was like 60 years old. I think I could do it. Boom.
Joe, he needs a knuckle sandwich is what he needs.
Boom, Joe.
Oh.
Boom.
All right, Joseph, have a good weekend. Thank
Love
you.
Love listening to them.
You guys are great. Thanks so much.
Pirates broadcaster Joe Block.
And Art Walker Jr. is the football coach. Yeah, you're right. And Neil's. But seriously, Larry, you know, we're broadcasters. We've been doing this a while. He's really good.
That's
like a natural.
That's not easy. Like,
no, man.
Joe's a pro. He
yeah,
can do what he
Joe's
does.
Joe's the man.
But they fit together, and Neil's insights into the game, he's gotten really comfortable.
And I can't tell you how many wonderful things I hear about him as a person.
He's like, a good guy.
Okay.
He comes from good parents.
Yeah.